Hall of Famer, senior writer for the Pensacola Blue Wahoos, and years with the PNJ here. Yeah, he's been a friend and somebody that I've enjoyed as a sports fan reading his articles throughout the years, getting a lot of information for my shows throughout the years, and always has a smile on his face, even during hurricane-type weather. Will help with the tarp and maybe cause injuries. Who knows? Bill Valona joining us. A great man, and thanks for your time, Bill.
Hey, Chad, good to have you. Good, thanks for having me. And yes, the last tarp pull that we had on Tropical Storm Claudette, we had two injuries. One was me and our sales manager tore up his shoulder, but you know it happens. That is a different kind of a wind that comes off that water when we're having tropical weather. It's a little different than just a thunderstorm. So we both got banged up, but all good. I'm fine and ready to go here for 4th of July week.
It should be a great one, Bill. And like you said, I don't want to harp on it too much because we have so much to talk about going forward. But that meant a lot to me. It meant a lot to a lot of the family members that you guys put that type of effort in to get the field ready to go for what was Father's Day weekend. Because that's a special moment when you talk about it. You know, Mother's Day, you usually grab some brunch, usually spend more of a, you know, at home or at the beach. But when it comes to Father's Day, it's right in that time when baseball's in the thick of things. And I think a lot of people, especially listeners to this show and people that have read your articles over the years as sports fans, remember their favorite moments with their dad at the ballpark. So for you guys to get the field into shape that wasn't into shape for a couple games that day and on Sunday, it meant a lot to our city.
Well, you know, Chad, I'll tell you what, that week, when we started that week, looking at the weather forecast, I thought we may not be able to play three games because of the dire forecast. They were calling for the amount of rain. And of course, we got Friday rained out. Saturday, we were just determined to play. We had a lot going on. Saturdays are always a sellout crowd. Post-game fireworks, it didn't look good all morning. It didn't look good even as late as 1 o'clock, but by 4 o'clock, the sun was out in Pensacola. One of the beauties is it could look terrible all day, and then, hey, at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock, the sun, it could break, which it did, and we were able to play two baseball games that night, and then on Sunday, with even some more lingering rain from that weather, we got Sunday's game in. So getting those games in is vital because, A, you do not want to have to play doubleheaders. That doesn't help you, obviously, revenue-wise, but also it's tough on the players, it's tough on everybody. So you want to try to get these games in, and we are blessed here at the Blue Wahoos with a team of front office staff, of men and women, and everybody pitches in. I mean, everybody pitches in, and that's what it takes to get that tarp on and off and get it going. And you know, you might have a few scrapes by it, but it's all good. I mean, being able to play is the biggest thing. So, yeah, and the field held up well. So I think we're going to be good this week ahead. We might have some, you know, showers, but nothing like a tropical storm. That was crazy.
Bill, I have a lot to get to. When we talk, I've always got so much on my mind, not just with the Wahoos I want to get to, but when it comes to the games coming up this week, we've got – a big game tonight where you can get out there and get some good food. I know they've got a party deck where you can all you can eat tomorrow with Paw Patrol, with still the option of me playing Ryder. I will put that on the table. But overall, with everything going on out there, just talk about the week, because not only is it a big week at the park where we feel like a week off, getting ready for the 4th of July, where some people will probably take Thursday, Friday out, maybe get out in the boat, have some time with their family at the ballpark, the fireworks going on. But also we're playing Biloxi, and that's sort of been a pretty good rivalry because they've had a solid team. It's a game within the South Division of the AA Southern League. So just talk a little bit about the games and what we can expect from what should be an awesome weekend.
Well, you know, one of the biggest things, Chad, is this is the first time since 2013 that we will play on the 4th of July. The first 2 years of the franchise, 2012, 2013, we played games on the 4th of July. This year, 8 years later, we're doing it. Not only are we going to have fireworks available, obviously, for viewing that day with the Sertoma, Pensacola Sertoma Club, we are shooting fireworks tonight, Friday and Saturday. So all told, four fireworks displays out of the six games. That is another first in our franchise history. We're doing it tomorrow night is traditionally a Wednesday after, you know, school's out, fireworks. We're shooting fireworks off Friday after that game. And then on Saturday, which is the traditional fireworks night here at the ballpark, that will be the largest display of the season. Probably, you know, we have a little special extra for that night. And then on Sunday, like I said, it's a day game at 4:00. So anybody going to the game is welcome to stay, no charge. People can kick back, have a cold drink, a hot dog, and the Sertoma Club fireworks, which is down off, you know, 9th Avenue and Bayfront, they're going to be visible from the ballpark. So you can not only see them, but other fireworks displays that are going on, maybe Pensacola Beach or elsewhere. So this is kind of a neat thing for us. I mean, like I said, we haven't played on a home on 4th of July for such a long time, and it's going to be good to do it. Now, you mentioned tomorrow, in addition to the movie theme night specialty jerseys, it's Bark in the Park. So if you have a dog where you're able to bring your dog in through the center field gate, we're trying to, you know, keep the dogs happy and everybody comfortable, but this is our Bark in the Park night as well. So a lot going on tomorrow, and then Thursday, besides it's a Thirsty Thursday, it's Pensacola Melon night. Friday we're having a giveaway at the gate to bobblehead, plus the fireworks, and then Saturday the fireworks, and Sunday's 4th of July. So a lot to happen. You mentioned Biloxi. You know, we've played them on 4th of July weekend in the past, but it was in Biloxi. This will be the first time they've been here. They are struggling. They're the Milwaukee Brewers AA team. They right now have the worst record of the eight teams in this league. So Blue Wahoos tonight are throwing Max Meyer, the number one pick from 2020. Max was cruising in Birmingham last time out a week ago and gave up four runs in that game to change that game, but he had pitched well up until that point. So Max on the mound tonight, so should be a good, you know, the first three nights our top three pitchers are going, so should be some good baseball here.
And we have to clarify, Bill, because a lot of the kids like slang terms today. We're talking about puppy dogs, correct? No, like, that's my dog, and he's trying to get a free ticket, correct?
Right.
Okay,
well,
I just
no,
want to, yeah.
If you could bring your dog, your you know, we're allowing people to come in. It's been very popular in the past. We've had it for day games, and we had a lot of people say, hey, look, you know, it's hard on the dogs to be out there in that kind of heat. So we're doing it at night tomorrow, so that'll be fun.
Yes. We see like six people beat up with a bunch of and you got seven Dobermans on leashes. You will be arrested. Yeah. You're not getting seven free tickets. But well, Bill, you know, I want to get to so much right now. But as a journalist, I have respect for what you do. I've been around the business, one of the younger guys, but been around for 18 years. And the respect for journalism, it's going south. A lot of people post something of a meme of LeBron James crying and think they can write a book. But when it comes down to it, if you look right now at what's happening with college baseball, because in a way it relates to a lot of what's happening with the Wahoos, and these kids are going to go on to play minor league and major league baseball at one point. But what happened with NC State and just – I mean, because we know through 2020, as you guys know, with the Airbnbs and staying relevant and winning the AA Organization of the Year still without having baseball, and then having a lot of leagues where Jacksonville used to be a rival and now they're part of the AAA affiliate of the same Miami Marlins that we're all part of. Just talk about how you saw the NCAA handle the Vanderbilt-NC State situation, and was there anything they could have done differently in your opinion? Because those kids poured their heart out. And especially after having to sit out last year and not getting an opportunity, it was almost 2 years in the making, and a historic run came to an end. And I think a lot of people felt bad.
Yeah, Chad, they handled it about as bad as you can handle it. And unfortunately, this is on the heels of how badly they handled women's sports championships in softball volleyball and other sports that were going on this year. So this is not a very good time for the NCAA. And I really think we're going to see some massive changes in that organization. This has been going on, you know, the hypocrisy, the fact that they've got money to make life better, to make things right for these athletes, and they don't utilize it. I mean, there is just going to be an overhaul of it. And I don't know what the answer is. It really powers you a little bit, frankly, on college sports, because NC State should not have been told, sorry, thanks for coming out here and playing, but, you know, you guys are going to take a loss and go home because of restrictions that they could have prevented. They have the things in place that they could have tested these guys before the College World Series, during the College World Series, during the regionals, and made sure that everybody was tested properly and made sure that there were no issues, so that these games do not get tainted by the fact that players, or a team in this case, is told, sorry, can't play. I mean, it's just, it really was sad. And again, I just, unfortunately, it's been a really bad time for college sports and the NCAA as a whole. And it shouldn't have never come to this. That is a gigantic organization that has all kind of money, all kind of resources. They shouldn't operate this. There's no excuse for having women's athletics have to be treated like second-class citizens at their championships. They know better. You know what I mean? They knew that those facilities weren't right. It's just, I don't know, Chad. It's sad. I think what people are seeing, though, is this has come to a head now, and I don't know what the answer is going to be, but I do know that there's conferences that don't need the NCAA that can manage themselves quite right with television and the fans that they have. So who knows what the future holds for college athletics.
Well, I think I speak on behalf of everybody out there listening. I felt like I read a good audio book on a Hall of Fame article written by Bill Villona right there in the P&J. That was great stuff. I couldn't agree more with everything
I'm
you had to say. So,
about it.
Yeah.
You know, I'm passionate because I've seen it for all these years. And, they've talked about equality with women's sports, and yet they don't treat it right. They don't practice what they try to preach. And then this situation is just inexcusable, frankly, to tell a team that made the College World Series that, you know, sorry. I mean, NC State could have won the College World Series. They were playing that well. And to deny that opportunity is pretty outrageous. So, you know, I love college sports, but I've never been a big fan, obviously, of the NCAA.
No, I don't think many people are these days, but so you're saying that gym that was out by the outhouse for the NCAA women's basketball tournament with 2 5-pound weights was not sufficient?
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, even worse, Chad, was the fact that they said, oh, you know, we didn't really realize. I mean, they set it up, you know, like they were the ones that had put it all together, and, oh, we didn't they kind of play dumb about it, but, you know, you just wonder, what are you thinking when you have these host venues where you put all this time and energy into it, and then you tell women, oh, this is your championship. And, you know, what they did with softball, of course, the softball coaches are very outspoken about how, you know, games were being played late at night, back-to-back. They wouldn't do it for baseball, which is true. And it's just things like that I think, yeah, it's got to change. You know, there's just no way this can keep going like this.
Well, I think I think we all understand. If you try to run something with multiple outlets and entities, but you don't really have the knowledge or respect of governing it, it's something that ultimately is going to fail. And the NCAA tries to put their hand in so many different cookie jars that they cannot run one establishment the correct way.
Yeah, and I mean, now we're seeing the ability for major college stars to earn money through the sale of merchandise and other things that the NCAA would have said, oh, remember Charlie Warren way back in 1993 telling FSU, look, I understand you're trying to sell a baseball card with my name on it, but to make money off me and I can't get anything out of it, that doesn't seem right. And FSU, you know, they agreed and they pulled those baseball. I mean, and he was right. I mean, athletes shouldn't be used as pawns, and that's what's going on, you know, and that's what, fortunately, the Supreme Court acted, and we're going to see some major changes about it. I mean, you could still have college sports, but it ought to be governed a lot differently than it is right now.
I agree. Well, Bill, I know the gates are going to open in about 4 minutes, so I'll let you go, but always appreciate your time. We're looking forward to the ballpark getting open today and all throughout the week for the fireworks celebration of the 4th of July. Thanks for always making time for us, Bill, and we're excited to have the games right here on ESPN Pensacola.
Thanks, Chad, for having me. Happy 4th of July, everybody.